A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. After Paul and Barnabas had proclaimed the good news to the city and made a considerable number of disciples, they returned to Lystra and to Iconium and into Antioch. They strengthened the spirits of the disciples and exhorted them to persevere in faith, saying, "It is necessary for us to undergo many hardships to enter the kingdom of God." They appointed elders for them in each church, and with prayer and fasting, commended them to the Lord in whom they had put their faith. Then they traveled through Pisidia and reached Pamphylia. After proclaiming the word at Perga, they went down to Attalia. From there they sailed to Antioch, where they had been commended to the grace of God for the work that they had accomplished. And when they arrived, they called the church together and reported that God had done with them and how he opened the door of faith to the Gentiles. The word of the Lord.
Praise your name, my King and my God. I will praise your name, my King and my God. I will praise your name, my King. Glory, my God and King, and I will bless your name forever. Every day I will bless and praise your name forever. I will praise your name, my King. Praise your name, my King and my God. The Lord is full of grace and mercy. He is kind and slow to anger. He is good in all his works and full of compassion. Praise your name, my King and my God. I will praise your name, my King and my God. Let all your works give you thanks, O Lord, and let all the faithful bless you. Let them speak of your might, O Lord, the glory of your kingdom. I will praise your name, my King and my God. I will praise your name, my King.
The second reading is a reading from the book of Revelation. Then I, John, saw a new heaven and a new earth. The former heaven and the former earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. I also saw the holy city, a new Jerusalem, coming down out of the heavens from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "Behold, God dwelling is with the human race. He will dwell with them, and they will be his people, and God himself will always be with them as their God. He will wipe every tear from their eyes, and there shall be no more death or mourning, wailing or pain, for the old order has passed away." The one who sat on the throne said, "Behold, I make all things new." The word of the Lord.
Alleluia, 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 alleluia.
My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. When Judas had left them, Jesus said, "Now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God is glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself, and God will glorify him at once. My children, I am with you only a little while longer. I give you a new commandment. Love one another as I have loved you. So you also should love one another. This is how all will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning. And how are you?
Blessed.
Every time I do a mission or every time I do some talks, yesterday, the last 2 days, I was giving talks down in Florida. And we always bring this up for discipleship about, "This is my commandment, love one another as I have loved you." And then this is how all people know you're my disciples, because you love one another. And so I says, again, I talked about years ago when I was with Father Carapi, and we were given a talk in Poso Robles, California. Father Carapi gave an hour-long talk, no break. I gave an hour-long talk right after him, no break. And then Father Paulus Straub, who used to be from EWTN, who's passed away, God rest him, gave an hour talk, no break. And when Father Carapi got up there, he sat there and he said, "The bishops don't like me." And all the people were going, "Yay, yay, yay, yay." And I'm thinking, okay, we're going to have some problems because the bishops usually like me. And then he sat there and says, "You must say your rosary in order, the way I taught you, slowly together. You must say your rosary. You must obey the commandments. You must do all these things, da, 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 da." And the people are yay and crazy and absolutely nuts. And then I get up immediately afterwards, and me and my style is a little bit different. I says, "I don't care. It wasn't Father Carapi great?" And they go, "Yeah, yeah." And I says, "Now," he said, "say your rosary, do all this stuff." "Yeah, yeah, yeah." And I said, "I don't care if you say 10 rosaries every day. You spend 5 hours in front of the Blessed Sacrament every day. You say all your prayers and you look real holy when you go to communion. If you and I don't love one another, you're going to hell." And they all says, "We like Father Carapi better." And see, love isn't this la-la stuff. You know, everyone here is in a family. Like when I go crazy and yell at people and that, well, that's not very loving. Of course it is very loving. You ever loved it? You ever yelled at your children? Nobody here, correct? Everybody, when your children are doing something wrong, you go, oh, my child whom I love. It really hurts me when you do those type things. We are real human beings, but love means I would give up my life for you. I will give up my life for you. This is what love is. And so whatever it is in our humanity and different things, we have one purpose in life, and that's to give up our life for one another. Huh? And as we give up our life for one another, we got to sit there and know that this is what we will be judged on one day. Huh? Before Almighty God. It isn't how holy we look. It isn't how pious we are. It's how we put other people in front of us. It's just that simple. And so when God tells us here today, I give you a new commandment, love one another as I have loved you, the problem, I think, is what keeps us from truly loving others is that we haven't experienced truly how God has loved us. And that's what's got to happen first. We got to experience the love of God, and then we'll give it to others. Again, when I was there yesterday, I was giving a talk and I was signing books. And after I was signing books, one guy came up to me and he had a big cross on of St. Francis cross, you know, the one Pope Francis wears. And I go, that is fantastic. That's very good you're wearing that. He goes, yeah, but I have this other thing apart because I'm praying for the Pope's conversion. Now, that's one of my hot topics. Did you ever know that? And I sat there and said, you don't have to pray for his conversion. You got to pray for your own conversion. Oh, no, he's not of God. Oh. And then I went off the way I have a habit of doing. And then I sat there and says, where are we? We're at a very Catholic event, and we can't even support our Holy Father. And so, again, I made an image or impact that this is who we got to be. This is who we got to be. We got to be people who care about each other. We're not all perfect, but at least we got to care about each other and at least not talk about the Pope of the Church as being the Antichrist, because that happened to me an hour later. I was signing books at the end of all my talks, and as I was signing this book, this woman came up to me, and she's talking to me about, I talked about how much I love the Pope, and she says, now, Father, you shouldn't say these things. Huh? Well, you don't support the Pope now, do you? Well, of course I do. I said, I would die for the Pope and die for his teaching, period. He's the Pope of the Church. And she did a Father Larry on me. She sat there and she says, you're evil. You're evil. You are Satan. You will go to hell forever. Now, I'm not the one to say those things to. Because again, I didn't know what to say. I was like, oh. And she's screaming at me, and all these people are there, and she's screaming, you're evil, you're evil, you are going to hell. You are the devil, you are the devil. All because I supported the Pope. We need together to support one another. We need together to support our Holy Father, our bishops. There is plenty of garbage going around. But there's people killing each other in the name of God in Ukraine, right? Is that who we are? We don't have to kill each other with guns, but we can kill each other in other ways. So I think for all this to be real, we got to realize that God will judge us ultimately. He said, this is my disciple. You'll prove that you're my disciples by your love for one another. And so I said this morning in my Twitter feed, I just sat there and, in the morning I always send a quote out and I just ask a question. So this morning the quote was John chapter 13, verse 35, all people know you're my disciples because you love one another. And then the question was, do I prove that I am a disciple of Jesus because I love other people? Question mark. And I think that's something we all need to focus on ourselves. Do we prove that we are disciples of Jesus because we love one another? Imperfectly, of course. but that I'm willing to give up my life for others. That's what love is. So let's focus on that in our own lives. And if the question is, if the answer is not the way I need to, well, what you and I need to do is come to know the first part. Love one another as I have loved you. Spend time in the love of the Father. Spend time in the love of Jesus. And the more you get to know the love of the Father and the love of Jesus, the more you and I will love one another. You got it? You get it? You're going to do it? May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen. Let us stand and let us profess our faith.